I wanna buy a little carton of milk, but I don't have any money. I said, hey, I'll cover you, honey. So come on down to my house.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio, we're real country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Arizona State Supreme Court ruling this week to uphold a law from 1864 that bans nearly all abortions, the only exception being to save the life of the mother. ABC's Rachel Scott has more.
Anti-abortion rights groups are celebrating this decision, insisting that it protects the lives of countless unborn children. The justices in Arizona have now put this ruling on hold for 14 days, so abortion clinics in that state tell us that they still plan to continue to provide their services for a short period of time.
An independent investigation is underway in Chicago. Police body cam just now releasing following a traffic stop last month that resulted in the shooting death of 26-year-old Dexter Reed. Police say he fired one shot at them. They responded with 96 shots in 41 seconds. The latest inflation numbers are now out. Analysts had predicted consumer prices would be up 3.5% from last year at this time. That's what it was. Those numbers will be one of the things the Fed uses to set interest rates at its next meeting. This is ABC News. A fight in Texas over a program that could help low-income residents in and around Houston.
Under the Uplift Harris program, a family of four earning less than $63,000 a year could get $500 a month for up to 18 months, says Harris County Attorney Christian Menefee.
This guaranteed basic income program is about lifting people out of poverty.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed suit against what he calls a socialist experiment. Menefee says the money is to come from federal COVID relief funds.
It was legal back when former President Donald Trump issued the stimulus check.
Paxton says Uplift Harris violates the state constitution. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Sending a letter could cost a lot more soon. The U.S. Postal Service now says it wants to raise the price for a first-class stamp to 73 cents. And a Brooklyn charter school is trying something new to save parents money, staying open longer. The school is now open from 7 in the morning until 7 o'clock at night. The extended hours free to the families of all students. The school is seeing a spike in its enrollment. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same-day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again, free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and a little warmer today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, a few sprinkles, otherwise mostly cloudy, 44. Tomorrow, Mostly cloudy, becoming breezy, showers with a high tomorrow of only 58. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A 6-year-old boy who died from a fire in a Milwaukee duplex is identified. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner says Rashawn Wilson III was in the attic of his uncle's home when the blaze broke out last week Tuesday. Firefighters rescued the boy and took him to a hospital where he died. 5 lottery players hit up to 6-digit dollar wins in Wisconsin. The big wins were earned by Powerball tickets sold in Black River Falls, Toma, and New Berlin for Saturday's drawing, as well as a winning Super Cash ticket sold Sunday in Stevens Point, and a winning All or Nothing ticket also sold Sunday in La Crosse. And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds drivers and farm vehicle operators to share the road during planting season. The agency asks drivers to slow down and provide extra room when encountering slow-moving farm vehicles. Drivers are also reminded it's illegal to pass a farm vehicle in a no-passing zone.
Now's the time to make those big spring purchases at Fleet Farm. Husqvarna mowers, Minn Kota trollers, Goodyear tires. Fleet Rewards credit card members can enjoy special financing for 3 full years on qualifying purchases. So don't wait. There's never been a better time to get everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. 36-month special financing available on in-store purchases of $1,499 or more after discounts made with your Fleet Rewards credit card. Now through May 1st, 2024. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See customer service for details.
Hi, I'm Wisconsin Radio Network News Director Bob Haig. From coverage of politics at the state capitol to correspondents around Wisconsin,
Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Carl Cooley for Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Rachel Charniak, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You can count on WRN to keep you up to date on the news you need to know. At the capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News This Hour being brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Changing the way you experience healthcare. Find out more at provisions.health. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. And Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts, downtown Durand. The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include a review of the city audit, discussion and possible action on accepting the Public Administration Associates contract for the administrator search, rezoning the vacant lots on the 300 block of 2nd Avenue East from residential to central business district, and providing a letter of support to Pepin County in their efforts to purchase the bike trail from Xcel Energy. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durand City Hall and will be live streamed on the live streaming page of our website at realcountry1430.com. The man on trial for the 2022 stabbing in the Apple River told the jury yesterday he felt he had no choice but to defend himself. Nikolai Mu spent most of the day yesterday answering questions in his murder trial. He told the jury he was simply trying to get away from a group of teens who were harassing him and eventually fighting with him in the river 2 years ago. Mu is charged with killing one of those teens and injuring 4 others. Prosecutors question why Mu brought a knife with him when he was snorkeling for a missing phone. Closing arguments in the case are scheduled to start today. State Senator Jeff Smith is supporting Governor Evers' request for a special meeting of the Joint Committee on Finance to approve the $15 million to address the HSHS hospital closures and also to release funds to curb PFAS pollution. In a statement yesterday, Smith said, quote, "We don't have the luxury of dragging our feet with the hospital closures in the Chippewa Valley. This should have been done already, and there's no excuse for the delay," unquote. The $15 million grant funding for Chippewa Valley health care providers was passed into law in March. The Department of Health Services submitted their request to Joint Finance immediately, and the committee has had over a month to release the funding. It was a lucky weekend for a handful of people across Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Lottery says five people won big jackpots in five separate cities over the weekend. That included two winning $150,000 Powerball tickets that were sold in Black River Falls and Toma for Saturday's drawing. Then on Sunday, the lottery says a winning $350,000 Supercash ticket was sold in Stevens Point, and a $100,000 all-or-nothing ticket was sold in La Crosse. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
A Minnesota woman reported missing from a Wisconsin treatment facility in February has been found. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension issued an alert for 45-year-old Alicia Hofsks after she was last seen at the facility in Hudson February 24th. Investigators say Hofsks did not have a cell phone, money, or a vehicle and left the treatment center against the advice of medical personnel. The BCA did not say where she was found or where she had been living since leaving the treatment center. New grant funding is available for affordable housing in Wisconsin. The grants are offered by the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority. Working families are struggling to find places to live as property values continue to rise. $525 million is being made available for developers and construction companies willing to renovate downtown properties and convert commercial space to residential. You can apply online at WHEDA.com. A ConAgra plant in southeast Wisconsin is closing, and hundreds will lose their jobs. The Bird's Eye plant in Beaver Dam notified the Wisconsin Workforce Development it would be closing. The company says more than 250 people, including production and support employees, will lose their jobs as part of the closure. Production will end in June, and all warehouse operations will cease by January of next year. The plant's closure is expected to be permanent. A bill expanding Wisconsin's Amber Alert System criteria has been signed into law. The PRINCE Act will allow a silver alert to be issued if the location of a child younger than 18 is unknown and they don't qualify for another kind of alert. The bill is named after Prince McCree, whose family requested an Amber Alert when he went missing in Milwaukee. They were rejected, and the five-year-old's body was found the next day. The family of 10-year-old Lily Peters, who was also found deceased after her case didn't qualify for an Amber Alert, was also involved in advocacy efforts. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
The Bucks ended their four-game losing streak, but lost forward Giannis Antetokounmpo with a calf injury in the process. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Giannis's injury came with no contact late in the third quarter. He underwent an MRI after the game, but no word on the severity of the injury. Doc Rivers said the concern level is
high. I would say that, but you know, he's Giannis. I think everyone probably feels the same way as I do right now. So. We're just going to hope for the best.
Pat Beverly scored 20 points to lead the Bucks. The two teams combined to shoot just two free throws in the game. Bucks committing just four fouls all night.
Adam Silver is the happiest. 157 game time. My goodness. You can go to a game and still have dinner. Unbelievable. I didn't really know that. You know, I didn't know it. I thought it was a physical game. And then they handed me the stat sheet, and I told them, no, I need the full game. I thought it was the halftime stat. I didn't look at the minutes, and then I said, wow, two free throws for a basketball game. That's crazy.
Bucks host Orlando at Fiserv Forum tonight. Marquette's Oso Iguodaro made it official on Tuesday, announcing on social media that he'll be entering the NBA draft. Iguodaro averaged 13.4 points and 6.9 rebounds this past season, is projected as a late first-round or early second-round selection on draft day. Joe Ross became the first Brewers pitcher to pitch into the seventh inning. He helped the Brewers knock off the Reds 9-5 to even their four-game set at a game apiece in Cincinnati. Ross allowed five hits, three runs, a walk with seven strikeouts during his first win since June of 2021. Manager Pat Murphy said William Contreras deserves some of the credit for the victory as well. Christian Yelich and Blake Perkins drove in three runs each. Game three of that set is tonight. Elsewhere in the National League Central, the Cubs knocked off San Diego 5-1. Cardinals 3, Phillies nothing. Detroit over Pittsburgh 5-3. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's hair volume from New Nordic.
Hair volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give hair volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to pick up some hair volume right now. My reunion's next month, and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com, Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS.
The Minnesota Timberwolves overcame an ugly first quarter to beat the Washington Wizards 130-121 at the Target Center. Minnesota trailed by as many as 21 in the first half. However, Anthony Edwards turned up the heat in the second half and led Minnesota to the come-from-behind win. Edwards poured in 51 in the victory. Now Minnesota is tied for Denver for first place in the West and take on Denver tonight. The Minnesota Wild have been mathematically eliminated from playoff contention following a 5-2 loss to Colorado. The game was tied after the first period before Colorado scored three second-period goals to put the game away. Minnesota will miss the postseason for just the second time in 12 years. The Wild visit Vegas on Friday. The Minnesota Twins are on a four-game losing streak following a 6-3 loss to the Dodgers. Louis Varland gave up a pair of three-run home runs and was charged with the loss after surrendering six runs on seven hits in five innings. Now the 3-6 Twins will send Chris Paddock to the mound against the Dodgers later this afternoon. High school baseball yesterday on our Duran Fresh Market scoreboard. Duran Fresh Market's your hometown grocery store. From the Darylin Conference yesterday, Blair Taylor defeated Whitehall 4-0. Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran over Pepin Alma 6-2. Oliva Strum defeats Melrose Mindoro 14-3. In the Dunn St. Croix Conference, Mondovi over Colfax 6-0. Meanwhile, it was Plum City Elmwood winning over Cadott 6-5. Elk Mound over Bloomer 7-5. High school softball yesterday in the Darylin Conference, Cochran Fountain City over Augusta 13-2 in six innings. From the Dunn St. Croix, Colfax defeated Boyceville 9-1 and then also defeated Spring Valley 10-2. From the Middle Border Conference, Prescott over Somerset 6-2. Altoona over Osceola 14-0. Was Elk Mound over Cadott 7-2. and Fall Creek defeated Arcadia 6-5. You can follow the Durant Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Becoming a volunteer hunter education instructor is a great way to shape the future of hunting in Wisconsin, get teaching experience, work closely with the Department of Natural Resources, and engage your local community. The DNR is seeking new volunteer hunter education instructors. I'll tell you how you can get involved when we return. But first,
unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
The Wisconsin DNR is seeking volunteers passionate about promoting safe, responsible, and ethical hunting practices to serve as hunter education instructors. Volunteer opportunities are available in all parts of the state. Since the program's creation in 1967, more than 20,000 volunteer instructors have trained and certified more than 1 million hunters across the Badger State. These efforts have helped make hunting a much safer activity, including a 95% decrease in hunting-related incidents since the start of the program. Interested volunteers can either serve as apprentices under a sponsoring instructor for at least two complete courses or attend a certification training session hosted by a DNR outdoor skills trainer. For details on becoming a volunteer instructor, contact the outdoor skills trainer in your area. To find one, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search outdoor skills trainers. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids gummies help relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine. We'll have highs upper 60s. Southwest winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Lows, low 40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of rain, 50% chance, highs upper 50s. And for Friday, sunshine, will have highs near 60. Mix of clouds and sun across the region this morning. Pepinette, 47. Wabasha, Nelson, 46. Mondovi, Ogalle, and Plum City, 45. Lake City, 44. Here at WRDN, we do have some clouds, 46, with Billy Currington. And pretty good at drinking beer. It's 8:23.
Wasn't born for digging deep holes. I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'm not the type to work in a bank. I'm no good at slapping on paint. Have a knack for making motors crank, no, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. So hand me one more. my Bud Light. I like them cold and tall. I ain't much on mowing thick grass. I'm too slow for working too fast. I don't do windows, so honey, don't ask. But I'm pretty good at drinking beer. A go-getter, well, maybe I'm not. I'm not known for doing a lot. But I do my best work when the weather's hot, hot. I'm pretty good at drinking beer. So hand me one more, that's what I'm here for. I'm built for having a ball. I love the nightlife, I love my Bud Light. I like them cold and tall. Wasn't born for digging deep holes. I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'll hand me one more, boys. That's what I'm here for.
That every morning you go thumbing through the personal wants. You grab the latest copy, a cup of coffee, and settle in for a good laugh. I've been trying to catch your eye, but I'm so shy. I'm hoping and praying that today's edition is gonna catch your attention. 'Cause there's a single white I should have put it in writing. Might have been a little reckless, a little desperate, but I think I did the right thing. Couldn't go on living, keep it hidden, so I'm telling you everything. It's my confession. I hope you get the message. There's a single white
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Sat down on a bar stool like a darn fool. She walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85 and got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night. It's a story old as time. God made the world in 7 short days. He said it was good, I bet it was great. And God made a man, and man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go, and she breaks your heart. So man made a bar. Some guys, it's a good time, the half price, half dozen buckets of beer. Some say it's a cover band, that's a cover man. I know why they're here. Didn't go the way he planned it. Damn, the devil did some damage. So God made the world 7 short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made man, man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a bar. Yeah, man made a bar. And sometimes falls too hard, loses more than just a piece of her heart. And she needs a place to go and make a brand new start. God made the world 7 short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made man, man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl his best work.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Morgan Whalen, Eric Church, and Man Made a Bar. I'm Brian Winnikins. And this reminder, Pepin County Historical Society having their annual meeting on Sunday, starting at 2 at the Durand, Arkansas High School Cafeteria. Now, following the meeting, Arlen Colby, a railroad historian and author, will have a presentation on the history of the Chippewa Valley Railroad Line. That's this Sunday, starting at 2 at the Durand, Arkansas high school cafeteria. Well, let's run down birthdays for today. This action film star has been in Maximum Conviction, Half Past Dead, Under Siege as well, Saving the USS Missouri. Steven Seagal, 72 today. Also, this actor has been in the TV series Sleepy Hollow, Tainted Love, The Evidence, and Mad TV. Orlando Jones, 56. This actor has been in the movie Quantum of Solace. I remember that one. Also, Suicide Squad as well. David Harbour, 49 today. Race car driver Casey Kane, 44 today. Also, singer and actress Mandy Moore is 40. She's been in the movies Because I Said So and American Dreams. Grammy Award-winning country singer Maureen Morris is celebrating birthday number 34 today. Also, this actor has been in the movies The Hunger Games and The Judge. Ian Nelson is 29.
Born on this date, Salvation Army founder William Booth, born in the state in 1829. Publisher Joseph Pulitzer, born in the state in 1847, he's the namesake and founder of the Pulitzer Prize. The inventor of the hard taco shell, which I love, Joe Valdez Calabero, born in the state in 1908. Really? The Emmy Award-winning actor won an Emmy Award as Colonel Sherman Potter on the hit sitcom MASH. He was also Joe Friday's partner in Dragnet, Harry Morgan, born in the state in 1915. Actor Chuck Connors, born in the state in 1921. Of course, he was in the television show Hoosier, or television show The Rifleman, rather. Singer and actor Sheb Woolley, born in the state in 1921. He appeared in Hoosiers. Elvin Jr. Samples, BR549, yep, was the comedian on Hee Haw, born in the state in 1926. Celebrating birthdays today, Carissa Haas, happy birthday. Also, Jeff Brantner has a birthday today. Ivan Persons has a birthday. And Riley Ann Rosenberg, also celebrating a birthday today. So their names go into the Big Giant Fishing Tackle Box on Friday. We pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They win themselves a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Duran Smokehouse, Highway 85, Duran. Visit Duran Smokehouse. Want to grill out tonight? Going to be nice weather for it. Just visit Duran Smokehouse for the hot dogs, the brats, the hamburgers, and more. That's Duran Smokehouse, Highway 85, Duran. Our winner will also receive a certificate for a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Duran. Make a Dairy Queen of Duran for lunch today. Don't forget to download the Dairy Queen app right now through April 14th. You can buy one, get one free blizzards when you use your Dairy Queen app at Dairy Queen of Durand. To enter the birthday anniversary club is pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM and send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard. Our mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Dairy Queen of Durand, Durand Smokehouse, and WRDN.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
DQ presents... The sound of BOGO-free Blizzard treats in the DQ app. It's the sound of downloading the DQ app, redeeming the sweetest BOGO-free Blizzard deal, telling all your friends, and heading to DQ for BOGO-free any-size Blizzard treats only in the DQ app for a limited time. Download it today. At participating locations, limitations apply. DQ. Happy tastes good.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if someone's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they should see you first.
We've got a great selection of used cars, very nice cars and trucks, used SUVs, 4x4s, Escapes, Edges, little everything, even pickup trucks. So folks, come and see us, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner, where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine, and we'll have highs upper 60s. Southwest winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy late. Lows low 40s. Tomorrow, 50% chance of rain. We'll have highs in the upper 50s. Friday, sunshine, highs near 60. Mix of clouds and sun across the region this morning. Pepin, 47. Wabasha, Nelson, 46. Ogallee, Mondovi, and Plum City, 45. Lake City, 44. Here at WRDN, we have that mix of clouds and sun. 46 with Trace Atkins, and I like something turned on at home. It's 8:38.
Well, boys, I hate to leave good company, but my baby just called me on the phone. And from the sound of her voice, I simply have no choice. I left something turned on at home. it ain't halfway through my favorite song. But if I don't leave right now, my whole place might burn down. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater. She's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there alone. Right now her arms are open. The house is a probably smoking. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. If it's too late, I'll take it to go. Boys, I gotta run for somebody calls 911. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater. She's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there alone. Now her arms are open, the house is a proper smoking. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. Right now her arms are open, the house is a proper smoking. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. Yeah, I left something turned.
Shut it down. Then I'll pay my tab, climb in a cab, head another spot downtown. It's all about tonight. Good times and the music and laughing and grooving to the band. Everybody's getting right. No worries, we're rocking all kinds of concoctions in our hands. Yeah, tomorrow can wait till tomorrow. It's all about tonight. Hey, pretty thing, I've been looking at you since the moment that you walked in. I got some wild-ass buddies that love spending money, and I see you brought a couple of friends. Just tell me your name. I don't need your number or a date next Saturday. Baby, let's act like fools, break a few rules, party the night away. It's all about tonight. Good times and the music and laughing and grooving to
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Blake Shelton, all about tonight, 8:44 on the way. We're going to talk with Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss about the council meeting from last night. That's coming up first. Here's Tyler Hubbard back then right now. Good morning.
Back when that blacktop was just a gravel road. Back when that Walmart was just a fishing hole. Back when my old guitar had some brand new strings. Yes, it did. Back when a work truck was just a stick shift. Back when you took a pick and didn't have to post it. Back when a Baptist church is where we learned to sing. Yeah, we did. I could use some back then right now. 98 Chevy with the tailgate down. Watching baseball. Yeah, back when politics, it wasn't table talk. Back when you had a fight, you could just walk it off. I could use some back then right now. 98 Chevy with the tailgate down.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning is Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss as we talk a little bit about the City Council meeting from last night. And Mayor Weiss, thanks for joining us. It has been a while with all of the basketball games. Of course, they're always on Tuesday nights. That's why it's kind of hard to be in two places at once. But one of the big things that the council has agreed to move forward with is to talk to the state about Highway 10 going through Mondovi. And I thought it was going to be fixed a lot sooner, but they've pushed the reconstruction of Highway 10 in Mondovi, what, back to 2030?
Yeah, that's the most up-to-date delay that we've got. So thanks for having me on again this morning, Brian. You know, the concern really from the city is partnering with the state to find out when exactly the project would move forward. We would like to see that expedited for, you know, reasons that the road, if you travel through Mondovi, it's obvious that you'll see the road is deteriorating. And I'm not convinced that, you know, it can withstand another 6 years, yet alone 3 to 5 years. So we want to work with the state to see if we can get that project moved up and then also coordinate with the utility and the street department here. We've got a good amount of infrastructure that's below grade, i.e. the utility infrastructure, the wastewater, the sewer, the water lines, the you know, there's a lot of communication lines and power lines that are part of the utility, resident utilities in the area as well. So a lot of that stuff is going to need to be addressed. There's probably going to be some discussion in regards to turn lanes and drainage. There's some water that builds up on the west side of town here. So a lot of moving parts on this one, and we just need to work with the state to get more of a finite date.
There, obviously, with the infrastructure underneath the street, that's going to be a very huge cost for the city. But there's going to be really a huge cost for the businesses, because if this is from city limit to city limit that this reconstruction is going to happen, there's going to be a heck of a detour here. And it's not going to be through Mondovi, obviously, because there's really no easy way then to get around the construction other than bypassing it altogether, at least during this construction.
Well, that's right. And, you know, we need to have that discussion with the state in regards to what we can do and what we can't do. We want to maintain, you know, accessibility to the city. You know, also, we've got another large street project coming in on 37 from the south that's slated within the next 5 years as well. So we want to try to coordinate this appropriately. I'm not sure yet on how those detours would work, if that would be one-way traffic or, you know, other conceptually other detours there that would go around the city, but want to make sure that businesses stay open and have plenty of notice here to prepare as well.
Talking with Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss this morning about the city council meeting from last night. As, you know, I've driven through on Highway 10. I mean, gravel smoother. Is there anybody, can you partner with anyone to try and fix what you have? Because I mean, some of those potholes I could go fishing in too, and you can only patch it so many times.
That's exactly right. As we had a pretty good discussion tonight on that. Now, the city right now doesn't have the capability to do paving. We do some patch filling and things like that. We have partnered with the county before in certain scenarios where they've come in and done what's called an overlay. And that might be an option as well, but that's why we want to get a date established, because obviously we don't want to put a lot of money into something that's going to be tore up, obviously, at a later date. So trying to work with all the parties here to get this established and scheduled, so all the parties have an idea on how to move forward.
Meanwhile, the group that wants to put pickleball courts in Tourist Park on the south side, they're going to start moving forward with that. Tell us about that.
Very progressive group in town that's wanted to do this for, you know, the better part of a couple of years. Very progressive attitude from the council here as well, which I'm proud of. They're going to move forward with the fundraising efforts. Right around $70,000 to establish a four-court process out there at the Tourist Park, which is on the south side of town. I think it would be a great addition to the park. Brian, you know this, but we've taken a kind of a focus on upgrading our parks here, including the new playground equipment, the boat launch, the new pavilion, their utilized facilities. I think the citizens see the benefit. They see their tax dollars at work when we do upgrades here. We've got some grant opportunities. And especially just the idea here that they're going to run like a capital style campaign to fundraise for this. So our taxpayers and our citizens here are going to see a benefit from that.
Meanwhile, one of the council members who's on the fire department talked about the possibility of having a company come in at least to talk about potentially replacing the fire department, maybe put it in the new industrial park. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we've taken a lot of big bites here in Mondovi over the last half decade with the new wastewater treatment plant, some of the upgrades with the street projects we've already done in the parks. So part of preparing for any process is making sure that you identify what you want. And Mr. Greg Bauer was very clear tonight that, you know, the department has outgrown their existing facility. They have some of the firefighting apparatuses that are not housed at the fire department, which, you know, is a logistical nightmare in an emergency call. So what we want to do is just move forward with preparing a plan and doing an analysis on where a department could be located, if it's the existing location or a new location. And this is a long-term goal, Brian, that we have. Fire department's old. I don't know the exact date, but we've outgrown it, and we need to start preparing for the future. And I think the department here is ready to do that, and we're going to have an individual come in and give us an overview on doing an analysis on what would be the best approach for the city.
And it's Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss. You're listening to WRDN.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
This year, wouldn't you like to stop feeling self-conscious about your receding hairline or thinning hair? Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow from New Nordic as an effective way to get thicker-looking hair. Hair Grow is backed by an exclusive U.S. patent and is clinically proven to promote more hair growth. Ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens or shop online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. That's New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country.
Life may not always go your way, and every once in a while you might have a bad day, but I promise you now, you won't ever be lonely. The sky turns dark and everything goes wrong, run to me and I'll leave the light on, and I promise you now, you won't ever be lonely. For as long as I live, there will always be a place you belong here beside me. Heart and you now, you won't ever be lonely. It's still gonna snow and it's still gonna rain. The wind's gonna blow on a cold winter day, and I promise you now, you won't ever be lonely. You're safe from the world, wrapped in my arms, and I'll never let go. Baby, here's where it starts, and I promise you now.